Hello?
Hello. Good evening. My name is Will, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We are a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell you anything, and all of your answers will remain confidential. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
How long would it take?
Probably about 7 to 10 minutes at the most.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you or does any member of your household work for radio, television station, newspaper, or advertising agency or media organization, or work or volunteer in a political campaign, yes or no?
No.
Thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in these nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in these nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday of August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I'll probably vote.
Okay. Very likely or somewhat likely?
No, very likely.
Very likely. Okay, thank you so much. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. What is your main racial background? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, African American, Asian American, Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going on the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Basically the right direction.
Thank you. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your life or your daily life better? Quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, corruption in local government, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resilience?
Can you repeat those again?
Okay, quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, corruption in local government, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resilience?
I would say environment total resilience.
Thank you so much. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican, probably vote for the Republican, lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
I'm very neutral, so
okay.
It would make no difference.
Okay. I'm going to read to you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Would you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Raquel Regalado.
Generally favorable.
Okay. Somewhat favorable or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Richard Prasnick.
Unknown.
Okay. Cindy Lerner.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very, okay, thank you so much. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Levin Cava, Alexander Otaola, or Manny Sid?
The first one.
Daniela Levin Cava?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you're definitely or probably voting for Daniela?
Probably.
Thank you so much. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnick, or Cindy Lerner?
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you so much. Definitely or probably be voting for her?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think that Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in the county government?
Part of the solution.
Thank you so much. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements and environmental resilient projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
In favor.
In favor, definitely or probably?
Probably.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, just say so. Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, or corporate polluters. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioners because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference.
Can you say that the beginning again of the
question? Cindy Lerner is running for a county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling.
I agree with that, yes, more likely.
Okay, thank you. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune developing and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of the US 1 in an unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as land grab for big developers.
I'm not familiar with that. No, I would not be in favor.
Okay, somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more for their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of their many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes.
I don't know anything about that, and I would not be in favor of that.
Okay. Much less in favor or somewhat less in favor?
I would have to see some proof before I would make it. That's a very difficult statement.
I understand. As major in Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who says she does not have the temperament to hold elected office.
Again, I would not agree with that.
Okay.
I mean, I would not condone that.
Okay. So that means that it will make you much less likely or somewhat less likely to vote for her.
If I know that those things are accurate, then I would be less likely.
Okay, thank you. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars.
Again, I don't, if I can, would find about that and get some information, that would make me less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, we're almost done. I'm going to read to you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, just say so. Currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
I'm not familiar with that. Even I would have to find out if that was true. It would make me do it less likely.
Okay, thank you. Raquel Regalado served as Miami-Dade County School Board member for two terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Raquel Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing.
I would be favorable for that.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Much more. Okay, thank you. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
The statement is not... is not clear enough to me, because that has been the case throughout the state of Florida. And she
okay,
has
thank
not,
you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so her communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats.
I would make me more favorable for voting for her.
Okay, thank you. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 reelection.
More favorable.
Okay, thank you. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes, or sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting.
More favorable.
Thank you. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police, and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents of the autism spectrum.
More favorable.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in their community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option, for families to keep their homes affordable.
That's a mouthful of a statement. well,
would you like me to repeat it?
No, it's too long. it's not a good statement. That should be cut into several ones. So, in general, I'm in favor of what those are, but I think that's a mouthful one.
I understand. So that will mean that you are somewhat or much more likely to vote for that?
Somewhat.
Okay. Yeah, because it's a lot. Okay, I understand. Raquel Regalado believes that key to successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and rideshare options.
I'm in favor of that.
Much more or somewhat?
Much.
Okay, thank you. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnick, or Cindy Lerner?
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you so much. And would you say you definitely or probably will vote for her?
I would say probably.
Okay, thank you. Prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok? Yes or no?
I've never attended. I follow her on the media or what I can read.
Okay, thank you.
And I do watch the when they telecast some of those meetings.
Okay, thank you so much. The following are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. FM radio.
What does SM stand for?
FM?
Yes.
I'm not familiar
I'm not familiar, I guess, because it doesn't register.
Okay. What about FM, as in F for family and M for meaning? FM radio?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay. What about local newspaper like Miami Herald or a Nuevo Herald?
Very significant. I follow those.
Regularly or not regularly?
Yes.
Okay. What about AM, talk, or news radio?
Difference being AM between, you're going to have FM?
Yes, it's a difference between FM and AM.
Yes, I know that, and you're going to, because I listen to both.
Okay. Okay, do you follow them regularly or not regularly?
Somewhat regularly.
Okay, thank you so much. What about Miami's community news?
Miami community news.
Yes.
Who publishes that one? Do you know that?
Well, actually, I have to be honest with you. I'm supposed to read verbatim. I'm not supposed to give you more information than the one I have in front of the screen.
See.
Otherwise,
okay.
They think that I'm trying to influence your opinion.
Because Miami News doesn't register with me as a name. I might be reading that because I do read a lot of local ones. But Miami News, that
community.
I'm not
community
sure.
News.
Community news. That one I'm not sure of, no.
Okay, what about local political blogs?
No.
No, okay. What about Key Biscayne Independent?
Key Biscayne Independence I'm somewhat familiar with, but if that's a publication, I do not read that, no.
Okay, what about Only in Dade?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I would say I am, I guess, liberal.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and all of your opinions. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, you have a good one.
Thank you.